Today is Monday, January 20th. Due to the cold temperatures, we have some weather-related announcements. Fenimore Schools will open 2 hours late. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf is closed due to the extreme cold weather. And Wazika Steuben Schools will be closed. There will be no after-school activities. However, the school board meeting will still be held. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin is experiencing the most bitterly cold temperatures of the season. Dr. Cheryl Bednow with the State Department of Health Services. Dr. Cheryl says you'll need to watch out for frostbite and hypothermia. Frostbite is for the freezing of the skin and deeper tissue. Hypothermia is where our bodies aren't able to keep as warm as we can in colder temperatures. Bednow says people need to layer up, limit their time outdoors, and make sure they're staying hydrated. Following bitter cold and dangerous wind chills today and Tuesday, temperatures are expected to moderate starting Wednesday. With the dangerous cold spilling into the state this week, it's important to keep an eye on pipes to make sure they don't burst. One mistake people make is not having the heat on high enough in your house. The thermostat needs to be set to at least the mid-60s, even when you're not home. Crews during the past cold snap were running at full capacity with pipes already breaking, so it's important to be prepared. Close gaps around doors and windows. Don't let drafts in. Experts suggest pipe insulation or foam, and let small drops of water drip from your faucet. It helps reduce pressure and help prevent freezing pipes. If you do wind up with a frozen pipe, shut the water off and thaw it out. Space heaters are efficient, but it's important to use them safely and make sure they are monitored and away from flammable materials. The Department of Health Services is launching a new digital campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. DHS says menthol remains widely in use, with sales increasing over the last decade. The agency says menthol advertisements have been disproportionately promoted to African American and other communities of color, leading to 9 in 10 black Wisconsinites using menthol products. Similar targeted advertising is now targeting populations like youth, young adults, and the LGBTQ plus community. In Wisconsin, 9,300 young people under age 18 will try cigarettes for the first time every year and half start with menthol. A new year means new budgets, and it's also a time to see what subscriptions you're being charged for. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Administrator Michelle Reinen says a look through your credit card and checking records might turn up some surprises. That could range from online video services to magazines to cable contract or subscription boxes. Companies have to provide a way to cancel services, but some may make it difficult to do. If you run into trouble, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-422-7128. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 13.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.93 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 9.5 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 22.5 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.29 a gallon, a difference of 90 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 6.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.09 a gallon today. The national average is up 4.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 1.8 cents per gallon higher than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 8.1 cents in the last week and stands at $3.60 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said it was only a matter of time before the national average began to rise, with oil prices last week reaching their highest level since July. Diesel prices have also jumped, driven by cold weather that has boosted heating oil demand. He added that with President Trump's inauguration today, there could be price impacts depending on the executive orders he signs. DeHaan also said the current increase is not yet the traditional seasonal rise, which is also likely to push prices higher and could begin in a few weeks. The Los Angeles wildfires continue to burn, and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson continues to reprimand Democratic politicians in California for their handling of the crisis. The Wisconsin Republican managed to work his criticisms into last week's confirmation hearing for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to lead Homeland Security in the Trump administration. Johnson said the fires were predictable and preventable. He called the response to the L.A. fires grotesque mismanagement and also criticized federal disaster response, which he characterized as no questions asked, tell us how big a check you want. TikTok ban apparently motivated a Fox Valley arson fire over the weekend. The fire caused minor damage to a Fond du Lac strip mall, which houses Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman's district office. Fond du Lac police and fire rescue crews were dispatched to the scene shortly after 1 Sunday morning. Police located a 19-year-old Menasha man near that strip mall who allegedly admitted to setting the fire because of the TikTok ban. He was arrested on a charge of arson and jailed. TikTok was back online Sunday after President-elect Trump issued a statement promising to pause the law and said he would extend a liability shield to tech companies that support the app. A domestic disturbance resulted in an arrest Saturday afternoon. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance at 5th Street and East Wisconsin Street in the city of Avoca around 12:40. The Avoca Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, and the Department of Natural Resources responded to the scene. As a result of the incident, Daniel G. Connor, 59, of Avoca, was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and strangulation and suffocation. Connor was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he remains in custody. Wisconsin's official Martin Luther King commemoration takes place at noon today at the Capitol in Madison. The annual tribute and ceremony is the oldest official MLK state celebration in the U.S. The theme of this year's tribute is Justice Lives Here. Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors Chair Marcellia Nicholson will give the keynote address. Music and dance will come from the Gospel Music According to Chicago Mass Choir. Violinist Dr. Brianna Ware Boggs and the MLK Multicultural Dance Collective. The event will also include presentations of MLK Heritage Awards.